Hello, I'm Alex Grubard. You're listening to Weeding Out the Stoned, the podcast. Weeding Out the Stoned is the game show of sobriety tests. We tour it all over the country. I'm the host. You know how it is. You can go to weedingoutthestoned.com for all upcoming shows. And we've got some new videos up on our YouTube page, all that sort of stuff. Follow us at Weeding Out the Stoned on Instagram, at Weeding Stoned on Twitter, and all that good stuff. There was a show in Ambler, Pennsylvania at the Lab on July 1st, 2022. It was hilarious. It was one of my favorite shows I've done this year. We got the recording of it, so this is that recording that you're about to listen to of that one-hour show. It had James Moss, Ben Staub, Sonia Zambrana, Drew Montana, Colin Armstrong, and Devin Hall. It was hilarious. The audience was really funny and into it. It's a great space there in Ambler, Pennsylvania, this little black box theater. Always have a great time there. This show was super fun, so give it a listen. Have a great one. Peace.
Way too loud. I have a secret, it's safe for now. I'm the sober one in this smoke-filled crowd. The ships are fake, these donuts are glazed. I shove them in my mouth, they disappear in the haze. Suck through the grass, look through the trees. Search through the swag, but you'll never find me. Weeding out the stone.
Hey, hey, hey.
Weeding out the stone.
Hey, hey, hey.
Weeding out the stone.
Hey, hey, hey.
Are here with us tonight. Thank you guys so much. Give it up for the Lab here in Ambler, Pennsylvania, for hosting us here. Oh, let me knock some stuff over. Is this mic on?
Is this mic on? This feels louder, or am I doing it with my voice? Guys, I'm high.
Yeah, I don't know. So here's the deal. This is Weeding Out the Stoned, the game show of sobriety tests. Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. I believe this is our fourth show here at the Lab. We're super excited. Thanks for hanging out with us. Not seeing those fireworks. Good God. You want to see some fire comics. I get it. They're basically on fire. I think they don't know how to smoke weed. So here's the deal. How many people have been to Weeding Out the Stone before? A couple of people. Thanks for coming back. How many people is this their very first time? Woo! I love to hear that. New recruits. That's how I feel. So this is the game show of sobriety tests. Since most of you guys, it's your first time here, you need to know how we play this game show. Let's check out the rules and laws real quick. Here's the deal. I pulled over a clown car of stoned comedians tonight. They smelled very loud. All right. The car was running on sour diesel, I think. So, their gas prices were high. Let's put it that way. So all of them are stoned except for one. One of them narked anonymously on the rest of them in order to prove that they're doing something that could be even potentially illegal in 2022. I need to find that sober person. I need to unmask them. So we're going to play a series of sobriety test games. And at certain points throughout the show, we're going to eliminate somebody we definitely think is high. And we're going to try and leave the sober person left at the very end alone on stage. If that person is in fact sober, everybody here wins prizes. If they're stoned, I don't know, we fucked up. nobody watched Reefer Madness as a kid. You know what I mean? Then we just didn't learn how to do it. Here's the deal. So I'm going to recruit everybody here. I'm going to deputize you guys right now. Done. That's how we do it here on the force, the Weeding Out the Stone department. So after every third game or so, we're going to play a lot of games tonight. After every third game or so, we're going to eliminate somebody we think is stoned, and we're going to try and leave the sober person at the end. Here's where you guys come in. The way we're going to eliminate people, I'm going to say every player's name one by one. We have six players tonight. If you think that player is stoned during the elimination round, if you think they're definitely high, you don't want to be distracted by them anymore, you want to eliminate them, never see them again, throw them in jail for the rest of their life, you know how it goes, the justice system. So if you want to eliminate that person, when I say their name during the elimination round, you're going to cheer really loudly for them, okay? Let's try that out real quick. Pretend that I'm stoned. I know I already confessed, but let's pretend that I'm high. You want to eliminate me? What are you going to do? Alex. Exactly. And a really big cheer. Obviously, that person's eliminated. A really light golf clap. Maybe they're just a little weird, you know? They're just always weird. Who knows? So now, if during an elimination round, after several games or so, you think somebody might be the sober person, you think they might be the narc, you think you want to get more information on them, see them through into another game, when I say their name during the elimination round, if you want to give them immunity in that round, you're going to point at them and yell narc, okay? I knew you guys had done this in Ambler before. common practice, maybe. No. Let's try that one out real quick. If you want to give someone immunity during an elimination round, you think they might be the sober person, what are you going to do? Alex.
Narc.
Exactly. And a point is like an exclamation point. And even one or two narcs can get somebody into the next round, keep them through, give them immunity. Let's try them both out one more time. What are you going to do when you think someone is stoned? Alex. Right. What are you going to do when you think someone... What are you going to do when you know someone through the window? You guys are waving. Yeah, come on in here. You're way behind. Don't worry. You'll catch on. You'll catch on. Let's try that immunity one real quick. What are you going to do when you think someone is the narc? Alex. Great. Fantastic. So that's how we're going to try and isolate the sober person. You guys are doing great so far. So we have high players. We also have high stakes, our prizes. Here's the deal. If we succeed, if we leave the sober person left at the very end of the show, everybody here gets candy. How about that? Yeah. I bought peanut butter cups, guys. Get excited. Now, if we're fooled, though, if a stoner is left at the very end of the show, they get the thing they desire most in the world. All of the candy. Everyone else's candy. We cannot let that happen. That would be an injustice, all right? Now, we have some candy out here on stage for our next rule, the infamous Munchies rule. If any of our players eat any of this candy, this floor candy, while the games are still taking place, they obviously have the Munchies and they are automatically eliminated, all right? I've seen people talk themselves out of a ticket, but keep a watchful eye. You might want to wear those shades, bro. Yeah, act like a state trooper, you know? You're in a heap of trouble. Okay. I am pretty baked. Anyway, those are our basic rules. I have one final hint for you guys, though. All right? So here's the deal. We've done this show over 100 times. So I'm not even kidding. Here's the deal. So many of our players, every one of our players, in fact, are hilarious comedians from Philadelphia or New Jersey, all over. They're all going to say things that are very funny. Don't just eliminate people because they're being funny. Eliminate people because they're acting really stonery. Yeah, the way I've been acting this whole rule session. I mean, that's how you do it, all right? Don't eliminate people for being silly. Eliminate people for being stupid, all right? That's kind of my one final hint for you guys. I do would like a volunteer, though, potentially, to interpret, to play for a grand prize. I actually have on me, I have Weeding Out the Stone, the card game. These are just prototypes, but you can win this Weeding Out the Stone card game, play it at home or, you know, with your children. Whoever you want, maybe your dog. It's a stoner game. But yeah, to win this grand prize, play at home, Weeding Out the Stone. Does anyone want to interpret the crowd during the elimination round right up here? What is your name?
Ann.
Give it up for Ann, everybody. I loved your spirit. You were like, I want to interpret everyone. Are you a judge?
No.
Are you a cop? Are you a cop? Are you a cop? You have to tell me. Okay. Oh, a mom of a bunch of stoners. Oh, I love it. You guys are going to win. That is awesome. What, do your kids show up stoned at home? How old are your kids?
25 and
25 and 22. Okay, they're baked right now. The fireworks are happening. I mean, good God. Well, who wouldn't do it? They're on shrooms, I bet. Oh, Anne is the best. Give it up for Anne one more time. Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's so great. Anne, I think you got this. Who thinks they're going to spot the narc tonight? I have both people, and I think you got this. I'm pulling for you. Well, who wants to meet our players this evening? Yeah. Hell yes. Come on out here, boys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see if they can even make their way up to the stage. Here they come. Give them a round of applause. We're putting them through some cruel and unusual punishment. Tonight, they have to go up against the forces of Anne and Ambler. I love it. Oh, this is going to be good. This is a good time to start taking notes on anything they're wearing or anything they're doing. Really, it's not just the games that you're taking it in with. All your data comes from everything. I think they're all up here. Give it up for our six players tonight. Give it up one more time for them. Sir, who's with Anne? Who would you eliminate just on sight? Who looks baked out of their mind? Anne's like, I'm dying to eliminate some people. This guy over here, far right, is wearing a gorilla with a flamingo. What is the floaty? Yeah, that's interesting.
They don't swim well.
What was that?
They don't swim well. They need this.
They need the floaty. I get it. Well, here, let's move on to our first game. Our first game is a basic game. This is a practice game. Here's the deal. I'm going to introduce each of our players one by one by what I know them as, but I'm going to ask each of them just to tell us what they're called on the street. What's their nickname? And we might decipher a lot of information on whether they're a stoner or not based on that. If one of their names is Roach, odds are they smoke a lot of roaches. You know what I mean? Roach is when you... Okay, never mind. But yeah, this game is in name only. We'll see what their nickname is. And let's start over here with our first player in the floaty device t-shirt. Give it up for Drew, everybody. Clap it up for Drew. Drew, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm a little bummed out, but I'm happy to be here. But I got fired today, and then I tried to ride the Ferris wheel, and they were like, it costs $14 a ticket, and I was like, the inflation's crazy.
Fascinating stuff. Take everything in. Drew, we have barely gotten to our practice game. But I love it. I love it. This is in name only. Drew, tell us your nickname.
Deer tag.
That is also true. I know that to be a fact, yeah. All right? Deer tag, rock and roll. Give it up for your next player, James, everybody. Give it up for James.
Hello. Hi. There's candy already squished on the ground. This sucks. this is cool.
That'll happen. Welcome to Weeding Out the Stone. James, how are you doing tonight?
I'm sensational. How's it going?
Good. Ooh. James, this is in name only. Tell us your nickname.
My name in the streets is Rat Boy James.
Checks out. Yeah, there you go. Right on. And let's move on to our next player. Give it up for Devin, everybody. Clap it up for Devin.
Hey.
Devin, how are you doing?
I think I squished the candy, Alex. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
What can you do, man?
Oh, there's two of them. Fuck. It's the carpet. It's the one place that I could make a mess.
Man, they're really diving into a hole. yeah, I know. I love it. Devin, this is in name only. Tell us your nickname.
Fucking stupid asshole that squishes candy.
That sounds about right. Pass that mic up. Give it up for your next player, Colin, everybody. Clap it up for Colin. Colin, how are you doing?
Doing terrific, man. How are you?
Ooh, very polite.
Yeah.
I'm doing well.
All right.
Colin, this is in name only. Tell us your nickname.
My nickname on the streets is Old Drippy Cheeks.
Well, I will believe him. All right. All right. Clap it up for your next player, Sonia, everyone. Clap it up for Sonia. Sonia, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Awesome. Sonia, this is in name only. Tell us your nickname.
Sonia Blade.
I believe it. Hell yeah.
And our final player, this is our practice game in name only. Give it up for Ben, everybody. Clap it up for Ben. Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I've squished zero candy. And I also think James and Devin should never be allowed back here. I'm just
I love it. He's already dividing them. This game is all strategy. yeah. Ben, this is in name only. Tell us your nickname.
On the streets, I'm known as Big Pharma.
Clap it up for all our players, guys. That was our very first game. And then we'll play this next game. Then maybe we'll take a poll. We'll see how things are going so far. Yeah, the stakes are getting higher. That was our first game. All right. So this next game, we know how stoners, they tend to tangent all the time. So we are going to play 30-second explanation. Here's how 30-second explanation works. I am going to give each of our players an explain this prompt. And we are going to give them exactly 30 seconds to explain that prompt. No more, no less. If you answer it in 20 seconds and you're clearly done, it will tell you that you have 10 seconds left. And you'll either finish out your answer or we will sit here awkwardly and you will probably be eliminated soon. So that's how 30-second explanation works. Explain this prompt, 30 seconds to explain that prompt, no more, no less. And we'll see what's going on in their heads. We know stoners, they're off in space. We'll see if they can stay on track or if they go off the rails. That's how 30-second explanation works. Who wants to start? Colin, why don't you start? We'll start at that top row this time. You've got a microphone. Colin, for 30 seconds, explain where to find a great burger.
A great burger? I would Google it. I'd go on Google, type in burger. You know, figure it out from there. Some places got good ones. Knowing me, though, I think I'd end up at a Wendy's after all the research. Because it's like right there, you know?
And time. Right. Hey, there you go, Colin. Man, giving an ad out for Wendy's. Everybody's going there after this. Sonia, are you ready to play this game?
Yes.
All right, Sonia, this is 30-second explanation. For 30 seconds, explain the overarching plot of the TV show Stranger Things.
Okay, so there's a Large Hadron Collider that they play with, and they open up a portal, the government, like some government scientists, and they open up a portal, and these kids find it, or like, you know, these mysterious, like, shadowy things start coming, take over the one kid's brain, I don't know, and then they go through the worlds. Winona Ryder is weird, as usual. And, you know, they just end up fighting these Demogorgon things that come in, and it's little kids, and the ones, like, got telepathic powers.
Time! There you go! What? That is dead on! That was amazing. It wasn't like, Google it. outstanding. That was a coherent answer. That's what the show is about, and definitely, Winona Ryder is weird. Ben, are you ready to play this game?
Yes.
All right. This guy does not believe you. But okay. Prove him wrong. Ben, for 30 seconds, explain how to get to the Leaning Tower of Pisa from this spot. Go.
All right. Leaning Tower of Pisa, Italy. Say it for the record. I do know where that is. All right. First thing you're going to do, get a globe. You're going to... and a piece of yarn. You find around Philadelphia, you find Italy. Any part, you can get any part, and they'll tell you how to get there from there. And get a compass and a plane. Man, I don't know how to get to Italy. I find it... Bing or something. Can you look at... Fucking dude.
Time. Give it ever, man. Yo, it was so hard for Ben not to say Google it. Get the yarn in a globe like they did in the 80s. Yeah, before Google. All right, Drew, are you ready to play this game?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I bet. Drew, for 30 seconds, explain who the greatest singer-songwriter of all time is.
It's got to be Jay-Z for sure. The Black Album, The Blueprint, The Blueprint 2, The Blueprint Volume 3. Where do you want to go? American Gangster was a movie, and they made a whole soundtrack off it. All songs were good, dude. He might not have sang anything on it, but he did write songs, and that's what you asked me for, and this is a coherent answer, because Jay-Z rules. Anybody that disagrees with that, not in your top five, shut up, dude. He is top five. Jay-Z, Jadakiss is up there too, but I like Jay-Z over him.
Time. What, yeah. All right, there you go. Drew, everybody. Yeah, fantastic. Strong case. For Jay-Z, was it? I've heard of him.
Yeah.
James, are you ready to play this game?
Absolutely.
All right. James, for 30 seconds, explain why we have nightmares.
I don't like how you said we, first of all. See, as a good boy that follows the good book, I eat my vegetables, I get to bed at a good time. My dreams, candy and gumdrops. Nightmares are for people that do doobies. That watch television, that listen to Jay-Z. that's the Lord telling you you're not supposed to sleep good that night. That's what...
And time. There you go, James, with some strategy. Yeah. Saw that. Dividing and conquering. I love this. Devin.
Yep.
Are you ready to play this game?
Yep.
Devin, for 30 seconds, explain what the difference is between England, Great Britain, and the United Kingdom. Go.
There's a difference between England, Great Britain, and the United... I know Ireland's different for some reason. They're just... They can't actually, like get the divorce or whatever they're doing. They're arguing over Scotland. That's like the kid they can't give up. I don't... England, Britain. I know Great Britain was when they were in charge. They called them that. And then they're not in charge anymore, so now they're England. But other than that, I mean, they're still in charge of some stuff. I don't know.
Time. Whoa, there you go. I don't know is a coherent answer. Give it up for all of them, everybody, right? All right, we won't eliminate anybody, but we will take a poll, and Anne, I will be asking you who you think would have gotten, but we'll give them that second chance. This is only our second game, right? Our first real game, but we're taking a poll. Let's start. Let's go the other way around. You guys know your elimination techniques. Feel free to yell out either one. Who thinks Devin is stoned? Some people think that. Some people think that. So you got some cheers? You holding? Yeah, I know. This happens all the time with a volunteer. They get confused. Do you have any questions real before I go through the rest of them?
No, I do not. But I'm making sure that's...
Yes. Don't worry about it. No. Names are hard. All right. So let's do this one more time. Feel free to yell narc. I'm just going to say, who do you think they're stoned, though? Who thinks that Devin is stoned? Yeah, that was roughly the same. Who thinks James is stoned? Feel free to say narc if you think they're sober. Who thinks that Drew is stoned? More. Who thinks that Ben is stoned? Who thinks that Sonia's stoned? I hear several narcs. And who thinks Colin is stoned? Some. I heard some narcs as well. And who do you think got the loudest cheers? We're not eliminating anybody, but who's on the hot seat? Far right. Oh, man. And this was, and your dude said on site with that guy. Drew, what is it about you? But they all have a second chance. Give it up for all of them, though, one more time. It's hard to put yourself out there like that. We are going to move on to our next game.
It's all good. I'll think about it.
Drew's going to think about getting stoned. Good strategy there. Let's see. We're going to move on to our next game, though. Our next game is Fast Facts. Here's the deal. We're going to learn a little bit more about who they are, not just about what they think and that sort of stuff. We want to know some truths about them. I'm going to say someone's name at random. This is not necessarily in any sort of order, and we'll do it twice for everybody at least. And I just want you to say one true thing about yourself, all right? So one truth, one fact about yourself. Try and convince us you're sober, if you even can do that. This game is called Fast Facts, and it'll be fast. And just state one true thing about yourself. And when the first time you say something, you're not done. We'll do it at least twice. So, are you guys ready?
Okay.
All right. James.
Yes, sir.
State one true fact about yourself.
I used to live on a boat for a little bit.
They believe you. Drew.
I am a federal law enforcement officer.
Believable in the back. Ben.
I've never once in my life lost a game of Connect Four.
Most definitely. Colin.
I fucking hate Wendy's.
Sonia.
I had a kidney transplant.
Whoa. Believable. She's playing to win. Devin.
I am aware my beard is too long.
Drew.
I punched a guy in the face and stole $3,000 worth of Pokemon cards one time.
Holy shit. Devin.
He punched me in the face and he stole $3,000. Thank you for bringing us together. Someone do something.
Colin.
I really like swimming pools. Big fan.
Sonia.
I have a black cat.
James.
I donated a kidney to Sonia.
Ben.
For a year of my life, I converted to Judaism.
What? Why, man? I'm Jewish.
I thought he was Jewish this whole time.
Nice. That is a great fact about Sonia. Colin.
Man, I like beer.
James.
I can whip up a mean spaghetti.
Drew.
I can whip up a better spaghetti than James.
Bullshit. Sonia.
Sometimes I just eat tuna fish when I'm hungry.
Ben.
Once Drew's spaghetti gave me food poisoning.
Devin.
I was nervous you were going to call on me.
Give it up for all of them, guys, right? Huzzah. That was Fast Facts. We just learned a bunch about them. We've seen three games so far. Guess what? We are eliminating somebody. I know, and we're so connected to them as people now, too. Isn't that suck? They go to jail forever. Okay, no. I'm kidding. We're going to eliminate somebody. We love them to death, but they are obviously super baked up here. All right, so remember to give immunity out there. You can yell out NARC. We started with Devin last time. Let's start up here. Who thinks that Colin is stoned? I hear a few narcs. Light clap. And I hope you're paying attention. He gets the loudest cheers and the least narcs. Devin, who thinks Devin is stoned? Who thinks Sonia is stoned? Who thinks James is stoned? Who thinks Ben is stoned? And who thinks Drew is stoned? And it's on you. I feel like it leans a certain way. But it's up to you. People were yelling NARC, so take that into account. We can do a runoff between a couple of people, too, if you want me to just do one of these rows. You could totally do that as well. You're looking for the person that's the highest. We just want to be, be distracted by them. You want to do between the two of them. Let's do that. So feel free to yell NARC, all right, if you think you want more data on it with some of them, all right, but let's do it between these two. Who thinks that Ben is stoned? Who thinks that Drew is stoned? It's on you, Ann. That was... All right, guys. Clap it up for Drew, everybody. But Drew, I believe you are eliminated. I think I feel like I'm going to call on Drew again later. Ooh, Ben took his seat. How dastardly. It's like vengeance or something. Wow. Big Pharma. Big Pharma will do that. Holy shit. Man, this game has gotten intense. All right. So we are going to move on to our next game. We have eliminated our first person, who was obviously the highest. We assume. We don't know yet, but we assume so far. We all assume. That Drew was the highest. These guys know by now that they're trying to at least convince you that they're the sober person, even if they are in fact high. So I'm going to ask each of our players a question that any drug user in the world would know the answer to, and all they have to do is get the answer wrong. This is Mararanga, all right? That's how Mararanga works. So, I know, it's a perfect pun. I know, sometimes. So, Mararanga, it's wrong answers only. I'll ask them a question that any drug user would know the answer to and just give us a wrong answer. If you say the wrong answer, I'm going to go incorrect. Great job. And if somehow you say the right answer, even an answer that could be right in a certain context, I'm going to say that's correct, and you're probably going to get eliminated next, all right? Because you're not even paying attention to the rules. That's how this goes. This is Mararanga. So, Ben, why don't you begin? I feel like you were on the hot seat. Oh, and I'll give each of you guys two questions. So, Ben, are you ready to play this game?
Yes, I am.
All right. How are you feeling about after that elimination round?
I'm in the hot seat. You know what I mean?
No one, I don't know. Yeah,
you did
else.
Steal his seat, and that's criminal behavior.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah, possession is 9/10 of whatever.
I played away.
She's right. Ben, this is Mararanga. Give an example of somewhere one might buy marijuana.
eBay.
Incorrect. Great job. Pass that down. James.
Yes, sir.
James, name a jam band associated with marijuana.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Incorrect. We've only accepted all of them. All right.
Oh, shit.
Devin.
Yeah.
This is Mararanga. What is a common nickname for a marijuana user?
A silly goose.
I'm going to say incorrect, but... Right, I'm tempted to say to start calling them that now, at least. Colin, name a condition that qualifies someone for medical marijuana.
The ADHD.
I mean, it depends on the state, I bet. Yeah. Have you been to California? yeah. Sonia, name one celebrity known for smoking marijuana.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, that's totally true. yeah. I know that she does. Yeah. Smiley Iris, you mean? You ever heard that before? Nobody knows these puns about Miley Cyrus smoking weed? Great. That's a thing, I swear to God. But let's go back around. There's Sonia, you're next, actually. We're going to go back around. Everybody gets a second shot. This is Mararanga. What is the active ingredient in marijuana?
MSG.
Incorrect. Kind of sounds good though, right? I'm kind of into it. Yeah. Colin, what are two common side effects of marijuana use?
Tummy ache and stubbing your toe.
Incorrect. Devin.
Yeah.
Devin, name the plant that marijuana comes from.
Ficus.
Incorrect. James, what units are typically used to measure marijuana?
Gigabytes.
Incorrect. Ben. Ben, name a film that features marijuana use.
Marley and Me.
Incorrect. Give it up for all of our players, right? Man, James fucking jumped out of his chair. I love it when they get the giggles. You know what I mean? All right. You know what? Let's just ask straight up. Who do you? We're not eliminating anybody, but for a sticker, who do you think is the highest up here right now, sir? You're going to say James. Oh, all right. How many people think James is stoned?
I'm not allowed to do drugs, dum-dums. I'm fucking. My grandmother told me not to. I can't.
All right. Oh, yeah, we remember that conversation.
Well, great stuff. Well, it sounds like you're on the hot seat potentially, but a bunch of other people agree with it, not just our sticker winner right here. So that was Mararanga. We are going to move on to our next game. So a couple of people might be on the hot seat now. Here's the deal. We know we've seen them play our game show, but we need to see more of their performance anxiety, if they have any. Stoners, they stage fright. I'm going to ask each of our players to sing anything for 30 seconds. And this game is called Sing Off. This is also a memory test. We want to hear songs that somebody might know the lyrics to. We'll probably be able to tell if you know the lyrics to the song you chose. You know, you can literally choose the song. So it is telling when people don't know the lyrics, which totally happens. But we'll see how this goes. This is just sing anything for 30 seconds. This game is called Sing Off. We'll see if they have stage fright, performance anxiety, if their memory is any good. And their decision on what to sing might also be telling. So, does anyone want to go first? I'll even give people the option right now. I like that sigh, James. You're on the hot seat. Does anyone not want James to go first? Pass that mic to James.
That was a leading question, Alex.
I felt like it somehow. But, James, you can sit, you can stand. It's up to you. Whenever you begin, I'll start your time. Tell you when 30 seconds is up.
Can I take a request from the audience?
That is totally legal.
I know every song. Do what?
Perfect.
What? Oh! What's your fucking deal, dude?
The whole game is hard, Ann.
I'm pissing my face. She said one I actually knew, and you're fucking... Just a small town girl. Something in your lonely world. And you can midnight train with me anywhere. Don't like you right now, no, no. Ooh, 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 ooh. The crowd goes wild.
End time. Okay, great. Hey, give it up for James. That was like a Journey medley in 30 seconds. I felt like I heard Wheels in the Sky in there. You know what I mean? Good God. Wow. Ben, you got a microphone. Why don't you go next if you're ready?
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead and break off a little previews of the remix. No, I'm not trying to be rude. But hey, oh what? Hey, it's topical. All right, look. I feel bad for doing this song. All right. I'm not finishing the song. I quit. All right, look. It was in the news.
And time. We ain't giving up for Ben. I'll give it up for Ben. Yeah, man. What the fuck? I can't believe you were doing that, I don't know, Zelensky song? What was he doing? No, I'm kidding. That was R. Kelly. Yeah. That was unreal. The remix. Give it up for Ben one more time, everybody. Look at him laugh to death over here. Yeah. Poker face.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I bet. All right, great. this is going to be the easiest to live with. Okay, never mind. Devin.
Ah, shit.
Are you ready?
This is the only song I can think of. Boy, toy named Troy. Used to live in Detroit. Big dope dealing money. He was getting some coin. Had some shootouts with the law, but he live in a palace. Bought me Alex and a McQueen. He was keeping me stylish. Now that real. Got in my purse, but who wanna go first? I'm high as hella, only took it half a pill. I'm on some dumb she, by the way. What do you say? You can tell I miss no meals. Come through and fuck him.
Let me stop. Dive. You're another Devin, right?
Isn't it nuts I know that?
Yeah, I feel like he giggled his way through that whole thing, and yet he's still the thing to beat, you know? That's the best anyone's done. Like, yeah, you do know the lyrics to it. Wait, what song did you choose? What? Bars. Fascinating.
This is an interesting sing-off, guys. All right. Colin, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, man. Hey, Jude. Don't make it bad. Right? It's kind of high. Take a sad song. Make it better. Hey, Jude. All right. Oh,
All right. Okay, great. Yeah, there you go. Boom. Colin, everyone. Colin. Holy hell. Man, that was also R. Kelly, right? Okay, great. Great stuff. Sonia, are you, whenever you're ready.
All right, ready? Sweet Caroline, ba ba ba. Good times never seem so good. I'm feeling fine, ba ba ba. To believe that they never would. I don't know the rest of the words. I just only sing it at weddings. But how much time do I have left? Okay, that's great. Only 4 seconds. I don't know. Goodbye.
Time. There you go. Yeah. Sweet Kara Stylin. I love it. Give it up for all of our players, right? That was great. All right, so we are going to eliminate somebody, though. We are eliminating someone after this game. This was a crazy game, but we have seen a lot of games so far. So, based it on everything. Anne, I hope you're paying attention. Who gets the most cheers? You're great. Anne's the best. Yeah, I feel it. I feel you feel it. Like I said, I'm still high. Okay, yeah. I'm also wearing a lot of crystals under here. Anyway. We're going to start over here. Feel free to yell narc if you want to give them immunity. Who gets the most cheers? Who gets no narcs? Ben, who thinks Ben is stoned? Several. Who thinks Sonia is stoned? Some few narcs. Who thinks James is stoned? Some people think that. Who thinks Colin is stoned? So up there. Who thinks Devin is stoned? More interesting. And who got the most cheers? Ben. Clap it up for Ben, everybody. But Ben, I believe you are eliminated. Taking candy? What? Oh, that's like a confession around here. You're going in the hole.
She just stole a Swedish fish.
But she's Anne.
Okay.
You're on trial, motherfucker.
It was crazy, though. She, like, waited for you to catch her. She, like, held it up.
All right. We are going to move on to our next. That is great, also. Clap it up for not stepping on it. And clap it up for all these players that are still in this. Nobody's taking this chair.
I don't participate in criminal behavior. Activities.
Oh, so you got the strategy down. Also, that chair is definitely unlucky, for sure. So, bold move. Bold
I'm
move.
Also just tired.
Yeah, understood. So, we have seen our players. That was a stage fright game, a performance anxiety game, a memory game as well. This next game is a little closer to home, but we're going to see how sharp they are, you know? But at least most of these people are still high, all right? Definitely at least all of them if we have not eliminated the narc yet. So, what we're going to do is we're going to have each of our players perform 1 minute of stand-up comedy. These are all stand-up comedians. We're going to have 1 minute of stand-up comedy from each of them, and I think that will be enough for us to judge whether they are high or, in fact, sober. So I'll introduce them. We can clap it up for them. They'll perform 1 minute of stand-up comedy. I'll essentially give you the light as I introduce you, and then perform 1 minute of stand-up comedy. I'll tell you when your time is up, and it'll probably be me. Going. Give it up one more time for that person. So, why don't we start? God, Colin, I love that you're the only one standing.
Yeah,
so,
over
sat
I'm watching
for
them.
Nothing.
Yes, that could be true, actually. And you know what? But it might as well be. Guys, clap it up for Sonia, everybody. Give it up for Sonia. And begin stand-up comedy.
All right.
Wait, am I going or who's
no, no,
going?
No. I think I'm gonna have. So,
No.
You picked him, but
that's
then he told me I had to stand up. Though
I was kind of like, oh, I love that you're already
spot.
Standing, but then
oh
I was
no,
like,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
please.
You're right. You did sit. You guys can flip for it or something.
All right. Do we know what the Free the Nipple movement is up here? You guys do that in Ambler? It's desexualizing women's breasts so that like we could be at the beach and be topless and not get like leered at, right? Except I think that's a game for small-chested women. Right? I don't know. Because every time I try to join in, someone's like, ma'am, could you please leave this Chuck E. Cheese? This is the second time this month. You don't know right now if I'm talking about the kids or the dads. Thanks to Ghislaine Maxwell. She proved that there's women pedophiles, right? I think that's my time, right?
Clap it up for Sonya, everybody. And keep that going. I guess keep that going for James, everybody. Give it up for James.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. It's good to be here in this interrogation. I get nervous coming out sometimes because I'm self-conscious about the way I look. Anyone else here? Anyone else here hate the way that I look? Thank you. That's fun. It's good. Yo, here's a life hack. They say when you're cooking, you can't pour grease down the drain. You've heard that? Yeah, I've found that's not true if you're renting. You know what I mean? If you're renting an apartment, you can pour grease down the drain. They can't stop you. You can fucking go bananas. You can pour fucking nickels down the drain, dude. My drain is fricked up. All right, I'm gonna sit down. All right.
Clap it up for James, everybody. And keep that going for Devin. Give it up for Devin.
Hi. Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm gay. I feel like I need to tell people. But no, I wasn't saying that just for a clap. I wasn't like, I'm gay. Huh? No, I feel like I got to tell people because I look more libertarian than gay. And I don't feel like I have the right voice either, right? Like, I have, like, an almost gay voice. Like, it's gay, but there's, like, Reddit. You know, it just doesn't scream boyfriend. It kind of lisps Dungeon Master. You know? It's not... I don't sound like I know my way around a cock. I sound like I know my way around the diagram of a crocodile. You know? I sound like I interior decorate a house I made in Minecraft. I am out of things like I sound. It's gotta be a mess.
Give it up for Devin, everybody. Hey, clap it up for your final stand-up, Colin.
I'm gonna stand behind these guys like the guardian angel. How's it going? How are we doing? Good? I don't know why. Why did I open? All right. I got a weird body. Thank you. I just learned what body dysmorphia is. You guys know what that is? Isn't it crazy how a cute girl can look at herself in the mirror and hate herself, but I can look at myself in the mirror and be like, I am crushing it right now. How insane is that? My body type, I don't even know how to describe it. My body looks like some kid's wish to be big. You know, like the consequences of it. The kid was like, I want to be big. And the genie was like, you got it. And the kid was like, Jesus Christ, dude. Not like that. I wanted to dunk, not have to buy weird pants. I don't know. I want to get in. Is that it? Is that all?
Clap it up.
All right.
Everybody. Wow. There you go. Give it up for all of our players in that game, right? They were great. They were great. Here, I'm just going to ask first sticker right up front here. What's your name? Lori. Clap it up for Lori, everybody. Lori, I just have one question for you. I just want to know, we're getting there. You can throw two names at me. Who are your front runners for the NARC? I just want to know. We're not eliminating anybody this round, this after that game. But just throw us the opposite. And
so she's talking about me. My name is James.
Your
thank you.
Sonya and maybe James? No, or who's your second person? Is anyone else a runner-up? No. You're saying definitely. Well, here, I got more stickers. Who wants to throw me a runner-up so far? Who do you got?
I think it's James.
James. All right, as the runner-up. All right, so we got some opposite of the hot seat there, but definitely the front runners for the NARC are Sonia and James so far. That's what we're hearing. Well, we can even do a poll. Why not? We'll do a poll after the next game, and then we'll eliminate somebody in the game after that. Clap it up one more time for all our players that are still in this. Technically, they all are still in the running. We're going to move on to our next game. This is Potent Poems. Here's the deal with Potent Poems. It's actually a pretty new game, so thank you guys for, you know, watching this game. This game, here's the deal. Marijuana, you know, heightens a person's creativity. It makes them feel like one with the earth. And it, like, heightens their senses, particularly with light and color and stuff like that. They seem to understand nature much more. So I'm going to ask each of our players to make up a brand new poem. Doesn't have to follow any sort of, it's a poem, open to interpretation. Doesn't have to be a haiku. But, you know, it could be a haiku. And it could rhyme. It could do whatever you want. All right. But we just want to hear your poetry. And, you know, a stoner is definitely going to say one of the most beautiful poems we've ever heard in our entire lives. There's just no way their creativity is not that high right now. And what we're going to do to inspire them is show them a photo of the natural world, all right? And so we want to see how inspired they are and the people that are just truly, unbelievably inspired to make the most beautiful poem in the world. Those people are obviously stoned. Like I said, this game is kind of new. But anyway, it's called Potent Poems. And yeah, are you guys ready to play Potent Poems?
Okay.
All right, James, you're a front runner, you know. You're one of our front runners here. Why don't you start us off? Oh, I think I actually have six, so maybe we can do a couple of people can even do a second one. But why don't you do this first one? Come up with poetry. What does that speak to you?
Handsome debonair. Oh, to be a devilish son of a gun. This is what my dad looks like. This is very distracting. Poems are for women. This is... To put on your Oakleys and to bark is to reach within the soul and find what makes you want to get buck wild.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful stuff.
Oh, shit.
All right. That's that. Pass that down to Sony. Do you have a title for that, though, actually, just real quick?
Big Sexy Thang.
All right. We love it. We love it. Sonia, you're on this Potent Poems. Let's see this next photo. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What does that say to you?
I am a swine baby. Eating, licking the cream of the cow, sweetened with sugar, probably high fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated oils in the cone, the color blue. It reminds me of the sky.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love it. That was. Did you have a title for that?
Summer Piggy.
That is, oh, I hope somebody wrote that down. That was wonderful. Colin, let's go to you. Colin, let's see this next photo. Beautiful stuff. The natural world. Colin.
Oh, poor duck. How I don't envy you. To get sprayed by God knows what. Is it an elephant? Is it a rhino? Who fucking cares? You are soaked. But alas, you're a duck and can fly. Love, Colin.
Beautiful, beautiful. We love it. You gotta bring that to the coffee houses. Do you have a title for that?
Screensavers.
Wonderful. Devin, you're up. Let's see this photo. What does that say to you? The natural world. You know what I mean? What does that say to you?
I did not do well in school again. and now my tree is mad at me. He has the stern face of my father, and also he makes me itchy. It's really hard having a tree as a dad. Because I always think about using him to make marshmallows. But other than that, it's kind of cool. That's a nice fucking mustache.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff, Devin.
So actually, I have two extra photos. Is that, here, what we can do, if you guys are bold enough, I can give each two of you each to make a haiku of one. We'll give you one photo for two. And you just try and make a haiku. Is that?
I know what a haiku is, but for them.
But yeah, what is it?
Yeah, just remind me, because I know.
I think it's 66, 85, 81. No, it's 575 syllables, you know, five syllables, seven syllables, five. Give it your best shot, obviously. This is a game show. We're not publishing you. You're not going for Poet Laureate. But we do just have two more photos, so give it a shot, 575. This is, I have an English degree. I get inspired, all right? So let's see this next photo. Boom. Haiku. Anyone got a haiku? Devin.
Pretty fucking rad. That's a really big turtle. I bet it won't die.
Boom. Give it up for Devin, right? Anyone else got a haiku for this one?
Oh, turtle. You are bald and sad. Are you flipping me off?
Great. Colin, everybody. All right, James and Sonia, let's just see if you get inspired by this next one. Let's see this last slide. Whatever you guys feel like, it's up to you.
I should call my dad. I miss him so much. Sometimes. I'm the one up front.
Boom. My bad. Sorry. I lost count. I thought I was waiting for you to do 66 syllables. Sonia, you got any photo for this guy?
Do I have to?
You don't even. Of course not.
I had one for the turtle.
throw it back at us. Yeah, you got one?
Is this turtle mad? I had it. I know, I just blew it, even trying it. Is this turtle mad? I had a good one.
Don't use plastic straws.
Okay, is that seven or five?
Don't use plastic straws.
It's not really the straws. That's the end. Thank you.
Give it up for Sonia, guys. Hell yeah. Guys, clap it up for all of them. That was fantastic. That's the second time we've ever played that game. Guys, come on. Give it up for them. Hell yeah. Thank you, guys. That was awesome. So we're going to do, we're getting down to it. So we can just count. Yeah, I think we're going to do one more game, and then we're going to eliminate somebody the next several games every time. So why don't we... Let's, I'm trying to think if we should take a poll. Who's on the hot seat? And you, anyone on the hot seat for you? That you're just like, this person's been high so far. They have one more game to maybe prove themselves as potentially sober. Do you think it's high? Who do you think is definitely high? Oh, yeah. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, but then again, I think he's
kind of like, I get it. You think James maybe? That's what you're saying. So you think James is very high. Got you. James, well, you're still in the hot seat. You're
what the run- H?
You're also in the runner-up for NARCS. You are twisting people's minds up here. Okay, very interesting. But we're going to move on to our next game. This is another challenging game. This is called Apple Bong Essentials. AKA American Pie-Eyed. Here's the deal. Here's how this game works. I'm going to say, here's the thing. Stoners are just associated with music. You know what I mean? They're listening to music all the time. To prove you're not a stoner, I'm going to say the name of a band or musician that no stoner would ever listen to. Call out as many songs by that artist as you all can at once without repeating each other. So there is no order. Just call them out when you think of them. You can say a bunch in a row if you even can. So prove that you are not a stoner by knowing a song by, I'm going to give an example of one, Train. No stoner would ever listen to Train. Exactly. See, they're already on sharp. They're already sharp. So that was just an example, but you see how this goes. They don't know any songs by Train. But we'll see if anyone does. Proof that you're that you are sober if you know these, if you know the band, if you know these songs. So I'm just going to make sure I can double check. So these are songs that are going to be on Apple Essentials, all right? Yeah, this is Apple paid me a lot to make this do this game. It's fucking ridiculous. No, I'm kidding. But I am going to use it. So, yes, the first band we are doing is Creed. James, you look like you have one. Or Tonya, you can.
Arms Wide Open.
That is correct. Hell yes. Anyone could call one out. James, you look like you have one on the tip of your tongue.
Is Take Me Higher, Arms Wide Open?
That, it's you're so close to what it's actually called.
Higher.
That is correct.
Oh, shit.
They have so many more hits, quote unquote. Give it a shot. Just, I'm saying Creed. What could be a Creed song?
Isn't
you know?
That song, and this could be totally wrong, isn't that song like, you're so fucking special, but I'm a creep. You know what? That's why I thought it was Creep. I knew I was wrong.
That's Radiohead, I believe. I believe that is a Radiohead song. You could get away with it being a Prince cover. Okay. Anyone else? Just say songs that might be Creed songs, even.
Hey, Soul Sister.
No. Incorrect.
Hey there, Delilah.
Yeah, Plain White Tees. Is he any more? Because I can give you another band.
Happy birthday.
Remember, you're trying to prove that you're the sober person. If you know these, I'll give you another band. Everybody, here's the deal. Maroon 5. No stoner would know Maroon 5.
This Love.
Correct.
She Will Be Loved.
Correct.
Animals.
Yes, that's room. True.
I listen to that when I run. You should try it.
Adam Levine did the Super Bowl.
He did it.
That's true, but what did he play there?
I don't know, shitty music.
Great point. Any others that might be on the Apple
Moves
Essentials?
Like Jagger?
That is correct. It is on there.
Yes.
That was great. Okay, I'll give you guys another one. Unless anyone's got a Maroon 5 that they want to throw out there. Sorry, there was another band that had a similar name. But the band we're doing is Smash Mouth. What do you got?
All Star.
Correct.
Yeah. Walking on the Sun.
Correct.
He already said the one in Shrek.
There's another one.
I don't know then.
Shrek 1 or Shrek 2? Tell me which one it is. I'll figure it out.
Wouldn't stoners love Shrek? Wouldn't stoners listen to Shrek?
Good point. You're just trying to convince them.
Don't even start with me right now.
That is not one of their songs. Only two have been said. Covers count. There's a cover on here.
We Don't Know the Ballad.
You did.
Walking on the Sun.
Okay.
Oh, rats.
Yeah, I'll throw some of these at you if you want, but like they did I'm a Believer, Then the Morning Comes, Why Can't We Be Friends? They've got a lot of things. They're Smash Mouth. All right, this next one might be even harder, I think, but why don't you guys give it a shot? The Pussycat Dolls.
Famous? Is that, When I Grow Up? Is that the title?
Sorry. When I Grow Up is on there. Yes.
Buffalo Soldier.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Boom, boom, boom. Anyone got another Pussycat Dolls?
Wet ass pussy.
They do Iris?
They did they do Iris?
That's the Goo Goo Dolls, I think.
That is the Goo Goo Dolls. All right. I got one last band for you guys. Why don't you guys try? Sorry. I feel like this game is all just me on my phone. but, yeah, are you guys ready for this last one? The Essentials. What's on the Essentials Apple album of Insane Clown Posse?
Great Malenko.
Great Malenko is on there.
Miracles.
Miracles.
It's
Miracles. Miracles. Oh. It is. Yes. It's right.
Do they have a song called Fago?
It ain't on the. It ain't on the Essentials. Yeah, so you got another one for us?
All right, hold on, my brain. High school.
Hatchet Man.
That is like so close.
Really?
I mean, really, like to 40 of these. I mean,
it's, you're just guessing sounds, maybe like grr.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Just reading off all of these names would be hilarious. I mean, yeah, I know. It is Hatchet Man is very close to My Axe, you know, which is one of them. I mean, I'll start reading off a few and taking them off. Fuck the World. Bitches. To Catch a Predator. Another love song. Here's a big one though. So you think you can get it? Down with a Clown. I feel like that's a big one.
I swear to God, I thought I was gonna be like, yep, Down with the Sickness. That's a song I know.
Guys, clap it up for all of them. Hey. All right. Well, we are going to eliminate somebody. That was Apple Bong Essentials, a.k.a. American Pie-Eyed. They did great, though. They were all awesome. I think they proved a lot that they, well, I don't know. They might have proved that they might be pretty stoned. But who knows what they proved. You guys have seen a lot of games. We're whittling it down, so use those narcs wisely. Who thinks that Devin is stoned? Who thinks that Colin is stoned? I heard one narc. Who thinks that James is stoned? Who thinks that Sonya is stoned? People think that. I heard a narc, and it's on you. We can do a runoff. We can definitely do a runoff between two. Okay. So I'll let you choose who you want the runoff to be. Give it an accuracy. Sonya and James. They were the front runners not long ago, but yes. All right. To eliminate. We're eliminating one person. Who's high? Yeah, I think you know what. He has no idea what's going on. And let's just, well, you know what, just to be fair, let's just to give, let it, you know, compromise. We'll just do the whole front row. How about that? All right, why not? Who thinks that Sonya is stoned? I hear several narcs, but some people think that. Who thinks James is stoned? Later. Who thinks that Devin is stoned? Did not hear many narcs. Who do you think got the loudest cheers? The loud between Devin and you. I mean, I'm gonna give it up to you. You want to do it between? Or you want to pass it off one more time? This round, you can even do that. Does anyone want to take over for Ann for this round for a sticker? Right over here. So yeah, here we'll do it. But who do you want to do it between? Who do you want to do it between? Well, who do you want to vote for then?
My name is Devin, yeah. So she couldn't have meant me.
Right. You're going, Anne, are you signing off on this? Passing it on to her? All right.
Goddamn right,
man.
They are.
Wow, you're such a mom.
And.
Devin, I think you are eliminated. Oh,
man.
Down.
This is an unfair election.
Clap it up for Devin, everybody.
But Devin, you did. I think the cheers were loud, and it passed it off. I know it can get tough. It gets tough. And Colin got a seat. Fascinating.
Finally, dude.
All right.
Oh, it's super easy to step on this now, I see.
Clap it up for these three that are still in this, right? We are going to move on to our next game. Our next game is a classic. It's called CBA. Here's the deal with CBA. I'm going to have each of our players recite the alphabet backwards, and I will be timing them. What's great about this game is we're going to look for speed. We're going to look for accuracy. Also, this is one of those things that people have a total nervous breakdown doing. So we get to see that people go off on crazy tangents. We get to see how their cogs are going off in their mind, you know, where they're going, what it does to them. This is one of those games where we end up testing almost everything. Memory, all those things, stage fright, etc. All that performance anxiety. So this is the next game. We will eliminate another player after this game. So the three of you will judge times. This is the CBAs, all right? So recite your CBAs. Does anyone want to go first or feel ready?
I'll go first.
Sonia. Give it up for Sonia, everybody. Going first.
Oh, my God.
She knows it's on the line. Whenever you're ready, I'll begin your time.
Okay. I'm ready.
Off of that backwards.
Okay. ZYXW. It's harder than I thought. All right. Is this what they make you do when you're drunk, when you get a DUI? I would be drunk every time. VUTSR QP. No, I missed T. Did I miss T? P. O. N. M. L. K. J. I. H. G. FEDCBA?
Time! Hell yes!
Oh my God.
That was amazing. That was incredible. I know. I'm a cop. Cops, okay. Anyway, that was amazing, though. We've got to give it up for her. I mean, come on, she achieved. Not only, you did not miss T, I don't believe. I don't think you missed T. I think you did that perfectly accurately. And you did Itsy Bitsy Spider the whole time. How amazing was that? And Sonia's time was 75 seconds. Give it up one more time for Sonia. Great job. Had a couple of tangents, but definitely the score to beat. Very accurate. So accurate. Love it. James, are you ready to go?
I'm so ready.
All right. 75 seconds is the time to beat. Whenever you're ready.
ZYX. W, V, U. I'm going to go with R. And then I would like to buy a vowel. O, N, M. I skipped S. That's in there. T. L, G, H, J, K. F, E. D-C-B-A time.
Time. All right. Give it up for James, guys.
We're going speed, not accuracy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not accurate. You should have bought a few more vowels. there were not enough. But, holy fuck. Jesus Christ, the real cops. everybody under your chair. Okay. James, great job. Just in time for the fireworks. 32 seconds. Fairly inaccurate. but the fastest time so far. Take everything into account. You know, you prioritize what you need to prioritize. All right? Colin,
75 seconds, 32 seconds. Accurate, total, wildly inaccurate. It's now up to you. Whenever you're ready.
Z. Y. Right? X. ZYX. Dude, I'm dyslexic, dude. I don't know. I gotta like say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, R. And ellipses. Like, et cetera. And then A.
Time! Oh my God. You're never gonna believe it, but 32 seconds. I don't know how that's fucking possible. Also inaccurate. I mean, what are you gonna do? Definitely ZYX, ZYX, ZYX. I mean, if that counts, maybe you got the 26 letters. But okay. But guess what? I'm giving up for all of them, right? Hell yeah. So just times-wise, this is not about accuracy, but 75 seconds for Sonia, 32 seconds for James, 32 seconds for Colin. One of them was accurate. So, but we're going to eliminate one person, and then we're going to move on to our final game between our final two players. All right? So, you guys know how this works. Anne, are you ready? Ready? Feel free to pass it on to another person if you need to. And you're the and you are the best. Dude. I totally do. I'm just, you know, when like Regis Philbin was like final answer like 8 times. That's what I do. You know. Okay, you're. Let's. We got this. And you're on fire. Who thinks that Colin is stoned? Who thinks that James is stoned? I heard an arc. And who thinks Sonia is stoned? Some. And it's on you. Say one person got actual narcs, and we could do a runoff between the other two if you'd like. You're going to eliminate James? I feel like he was the only person that got a narc. I'm just going to throw that out there. But you, do you want a runoff? We're eliminating one person. The high person. The person we think is the highest. You think James? All right. Are people, I feel like one person yelled narc and not for others. But are people on board with this? You know what? Just so I'm clear, we won't. Don't even yell, Narc. Just do a cheer. We'll do the same thing. Who thinks that Colin is stoned? Yeah. Who thinks that James is stoned? And who thinks that Sonia is stoned? I think the loudest cheer, and we could do a Narc one too.
Sonia was the loudest cheer.
All right, you think so, guys? Clap it up for Sonia. I think Sonia, you are eliminated. I know, it can be rough. Those narcs out there, I swear I only heard narcs for one person, so I just wanted to make sure, you know, we were trying to play by the rules. But yes, we're down to our final two. Give it up, clap it up for these two that are still in this.
This guy's fucked now. I got him.
Oh, I see. So this game, this last game, is just an easy game. Kind of we want to see how these guys think they've done all night. You know, they've played through a lot of games, saw a lot of games, so we eliminated a lot of people. But all night they've been trying to prove that they're in fact the sober person. So we just want to give them one last chance to give a closing argument. How have you proven that you are obviously the sober person up here tonight, and you haven't been eliminated so far? What have you done? Give us a few examples. This is called the defense rest. Just give us a closing argument. You know, how have you obviously proven that you are in fact the sober person? Take what you need. Feel free. You know, James, I feel like you were on the hot seat. You should go first.
I'm ready to go, Your Honor.
All right. Perfect. James. Yeah.
People of the jury, today I'm going to defeat the case of who is the stoner. I have shown through time and time again tumultuous tasks. You will recall me singing Journey perfectly. You will recall me reciting the alphabet backwards, minimal issues. Need I remind you that English is not my first language? To vote for me would be an act of blatant racial... What's the word?
Let's go with that one. I rest my case, Your Honor.
All right. Clap it up for James, everybody. Yeah, out of all the games I would have brought up, Don't Stop Believing as the one that proves so you might be sober. Okay. Colin, this is the defense rest. Give us your closing argument. How have you proven that you are, in fact, a sober person?
Alex, friend. Crowd, people on the sidewalk. In the next 25 seconds, I'm going to prove to you that I am very, very sober, etc. I performed the alphabet pretty fucking okay. I mean, if we're doing, like, tallies, like, we got the same number. Do you think I would sing Beatles, a notoriously sober band? Had I not had a puff or two, I did not. In conclusion, we've sat here, sang some songs, said some poems, shook some hands. How could I be high? Thank you.
Clap it up for Colin, everybody. Yeah, and just once before we eliminate one of them, give it up for everybody, right? Come on, they were all fucking awesome. But here we are, down to our final two players. We are going to eliminate one person, and we are going to leave the person we think is the sober person out of everyone on stage. So we're going to do one round where we just cheer and one round where we just yell narc. We'll get a clearer answer this way on this final elimination round. So let's do the stoned first. Who does everyone think is stoned? Just cheer for one person. We'll do a narc round right after. So don't feel like you have to say narc this yet. So who thinks that Colin is stoned? Sounds like some people do think that. Who thinks that James is stoned? Ooh, this might be a little even. This might be tough. So let's do a narc round. All right, so we're just looking for who is the narc, and then I'll ask you, Anne, who you want to eliminate and who you think is high between these two. So, who thinks Colin is the narc? All right, I think I count like five or six people or so.
What the H was that?
That was a high move. That's what that was.
And who thinks James is the narc?
Oh, I don't like this.
Ooh, it is fairly even. Anne, it's on you. Okay, you want to eliminate Colin? You think he's high, right? Just clarifying. Final answer, E? Yeah, that sounds right. Colin, give it up for Colin, everybody. Colin, you are eliminated. All right. James, clap it up for James. He's the last person on stage.
I win.
Beat out five other competitors to be the last person up here. James. Oh, man, don't speak for him, man. What are you, fucking baked? Okay, No, but James, we do want to know, are you in fact high or are you in fact the sober person?
It is with a heavy heart that I must announce that I'm the fucking narc, dude.
He's sober! Holy shit! And you did it! Everybody!
Wow.
Here is weeding out the stone card game. I've got a few more if you guys want to chat. Clap it up for Anne. Clap it up for yourselves. You guys fucking did it! I know what happened. I don't know. They somehow knew. They knew pretty early. You already had a mic. But yeah, I don't know. What happened specifically? How do you think? Do you think they knew the whole time or was there a turn?
I think me and this room full of completely sober people synced up from the beginning.
That makes sense. Makes sense to me. Well, you did it. Congratulations, Anne. I've got a bunch of candy in the booth. You can see Bob. He's got a big bag of candy. Thank you guys so much for being here. You guys fucking did it. Thank you. I swear to God, it happens like one out of every 10 times. You should be proud. Tell your children. you will spot them. You guys, thank you guys so much for being here on Weeding Out the Stone. You guys have been an awesome crowd. Give it up one more time for them. They were all great. I'll post them on the internet. You can follow us at Weeding Out the Stone on Instagram. Just Google Weeding Out the Stone. You find us, weedingoutthestone.com. I'm Officer Alex Grubart. Thanks so much for being here. Move along. Show's over. All these people standing around.
circle laughing way too loud. I have a secret, it's safe for now. I'm the silver one in this smoke-filled crowd. The ships are fake, the donuts are glazed. I shove them in my mouth, they disappear in the haze. Stuck through the grass, look through the trees. Search through the swag, but you'll never find me. Weeding out the dog.
Hey, hey, hey!
Weeding